Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, there are so many cliches when it comes to Thanksgiving. You have to have the turkey, you have to have the cranberries, the traditional stuffing is a must. But we are joined now by three of the best chefs around the New York area who have some suggestions on what to do with all those leftovers that might be a little bit different. Maybe you saw their recipes in the Thanksgiving edition of New York Magazine, and if you tried some of those recipes, you may now have a kitchen filled with new ingredients and no idea what to do with them. So for a follow-up, we are joined by Marcus Samuelson, who recently opened a new restaurant that draws on the flavors of Africa called Mercato 55, Fabio Trabocchi, who brings his Italian sensibilities to his love of the Thanksgiving tradition, and by Zarella Martinez, who went as far as to walk away from the turkey altogether this year and suggest a different main entree for her Mexican Thanksgiving. Welcome, all of you, to WNYC. Happy holidays.
You too.
Happy holidays. Thank you for having
me. Happy holidays. Thanks for having me.
Marcus, you were born in Ethiopia but raised in Sweden. How has all that affected your palate?
No Thanksgiving in either country, I tell you that.
Right.
But I do think that coming here and celebrating Thanksgiving, it's probably the easiest holiday for an immigrant to enjoy because all around the food. And, you know, we cook a lot. It doesn't tend to focus too much on the turkey, probably the other dishes around it. But it's one of the nicest holidays.
And we're going to make a part of this segment our, third or fourth annual Day After Thanksgiving call-in for your immigrant Thanksgiving recipes. Immigrants to America, what was on your plate this year? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Marcus, your recipe for turkey in the New York Mag article called for a harissa spice rub. What's that?
Harissa is a spice rub that you find a lot in northern Africa, like Tunisia, Morocco. It's basically a semi-mild chili blend that works really well on any bird, turkey or chicken or so on. And you can just rub it on top of the turkey and roast it, and you have a wonderful flavor.
One of you has dishes clunking in the background, so I guess it's a busman's holiday today. And if you have a leftover harissa roasted turkey, does it still work for the traditional Black Friday turkey sandwich?
Oh, absolutely. It's perfect for sandwich because it has a nice bite to it, and it also works great if you want to make a soup the day after.
Now, Fabio, how does the Italian preparation of Thanksgiving vary from what we might call traditional American?
Well, we put the Italian touch into it. Same as Marcus, I don't have Thanksgiving there, but it's all about, I think, getting together with the families, which is a very Italian thing to do. So I just separate the cooking of the turkey and legs from the breast and execute it in two different ways. The legs are more inspired from something that we all well known as bollito misto in Italy, and the breast is roasted alone with butter in the oven to create after a salad. And today I'm sure there's a lot of leftover in everyone's kitchen.
So what do you do with all those leftovers, Fabio?
Well, there's two things. With the leftover of the legs, we can make a great ravioli out of it, and so that will become a filling for a ravioli that can just simply sauté with butter and sage.
That's a good one.
And breast, yes, it could become the ultimate sandwich if it's accompanied by a salsa verde, which is a paste of parsley leaves, capers, shallots, white wine, and extra virgin olive oil.
So immigrants, there are a couple of examples already. The Thanksgiving Italian-tinged turkey, the Thanksgiving African-tinged turkey. What did you do? Where are you from? And how did you do Thanksgiving with a touch of America and a touch of your country of origin? Call us, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Zarella, you are so much of a Thanksgiving iconoclast that you didn't even cook a bird, did you?
Well, actually, I did cook a bird, and I cooked a pork. Because at one time I asked my chef, I said, what do you do for Thanksgiving? He said, I make a lechoncito, you know, like a little stuffed pig. And I said, you know, turkeys are so hard to make until we discovered the caja china that I'll tell you right now. Mm-hmm. Then we decided that we would do the stuffed pig with this wonderful adobo with red chilies And I'm going to put actually the recipe up on my website, and you know, I'm yours if you want.
That's great, and that's what you had in the New York Magazine, right?
Yeah, it's a New York, and then it has a wonderful fruit filling with olives and pickled jalapenos, and it's just delicious. And there was not a lot of leftovers because they're tiny, but what I do with that is that I saute it and make a tinga, which is like a taco stuffing or a great chili relleno stuffing. But we cook the turkeys in the caja china, the Cuban box, that you do with charcoal on the top.
Yeah.
And they were moist and delicious. And there we had a little bit of leftovers because we made two. But what we do with it is that I combine it with mole, because that is the traditional combination. Mole is that wonderful sauce that has all the chilies, and everybody says it's the chocolate sauce. But it has a little bit of chocolate in it.
I'm coming to your house for lunch.
You can. Right around the corner, honey.
Yeah, and it's funny about the pig and the turkey. Fabio, why is the turkey really so hard to do well? I mean, white meat especially just loves to go dry.
Yeah, that's why I kind of separate the bird into different cooking legs from the breast. I mean, you can have it done correctly, but it will be too labor intensive, I think, for the home cook. And by the time you have the legs done correctly, the breast tend to be on the dry side.
The white meat cooks more quickly?
It does, and also is a different fat content from the dark meat. So that's one good way is to separate them and makes everything easier a little bit. Not that you cannot have the perfectly cooked bird, but you're still going to have to. By the time the breast is a point or correctly done, you're going to have to finish the legs afterwards. That's my take into it. So it's easier to just cook the breast on the bone in the oven, baste it with butter and rosemary and juniper berries, and then separately debone the legs and stuff them with chestnut mushrooms, tie them up into a big roll that look like a sausage, and poach them into a chicken stock.
Marcus, you want it in there?
Absolutely. And I think that everybody emphasizes so much on cooking the whole turkey because they see it on magazines and pictures, the whole year out. But just like Fabio says, I guarantee you the best tasting way is to separate the two. Most chefs, professional chefs, would do that because, it's completely different to cook the breast, cook the egg, and get them good. And if you wouldn't do that, I would definitely suggest to buy a smaller bird. You also see always that people emphasize on how big the bird is. I would go the opposite, mm-hmm. Buy a smaller bird that you can control, and also brine it first so it doesn't get so dry.
Soak it in salt water.
Yeah, but it's hard for a regular person because you see these fabulous magazine shoots with a wonderful, 16-pound turkey that is evenly golden brown. But, that's very different from reality.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC, lucky to have three of New York's best chefs talking about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving leftovers. Marcus Samuelson from Mercato 55, Fabio Trabocchi from Fiamma, and Zarella Martinez from Zarella. And Yosef on the Upper East Side, you're on WNYC. Hi, Yosef.
Hi, Brian. This is my second time talking to you this week. I talked to you about stem cells earlier.
Cool.
My family were Jamaican, and we have two items in the beginning that we cook, my mom makes. One is called fruit compote, which has all sorts of fruits and lots of fruits and a little bit of Jamaican rum, which is a key ingredient. Mm. And another one called Waldorf salad, which has, again, fruits in it, but a little bit of nuts, some celery, and I think mayonnaise, and we were snacking on it as a late night dessert last night, and it's awesome. And during the meal, we also have candied yams, which is sweet potatoes with marshmallows melted on top, and that's one of my favorites as well.
A lot of that is similar to American as well, with the Waldorf salad, I think, is pretty much the same, and the candied yams. Now, Yosef, I just am obligated to let you know that we usually have a once-a-week policy, but
right.
On Thanksgiving week, all rules are off. So happy Thanksgiving, and thanks a lot for calling with your Jamaican recipes. And Victor in West New York, you're on WNYC. Hi, Victor.
Hi, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
You too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
With the way my mother-in-law made her turkey was in a mole sauce, and it was perfect because The mole sauce has lots of tomato juice. So the when you are baking the turkey, the bottom of the turkey is on sauce. So it's boiling like a kind of a stew, and it's nice and soft and dry at all. And once the top gets brown, then she turns it around. And she keeps turning around that turkey until the turkey is evenly cooked, moist, not dry, and is excellent. And with the leftovers, she makes tamale. Mm-hmm. And everything gets, whatever is left, if there's any left, it's being used on tamales. So, you know, nothing nice. Gets wasted.
Yeah. And did you say where your mother comes from?
My mother-in-law she is from El Salvador.
Right. So, and Zarella, where are you from originally?
I'm from the north of Mexico, from Sonora in Chihuahua. I was born in Sonora, raised in Chihuahua on a cattle ranch.
So how different is the Mexican in your region from the Salvadoran recipe that Victor was talking about?
Well, totally different because, you know, in the north, we're very close to the United States. You know, so we do a lot more of the traditional American, or that's how I grew up.
Yeah.
Until I discovered, you know, all the riches of regional Mexican food, which is what I now do at my restaurant and which is my passion. But I grew up with, you know, the traditional turkey, except that because we were in the ranch, we would go catch a wild one.
So you did pig instead of turkey in your New York Magazine recipe, and I understand a different kind of dessert instead of pie this year. Is that correct?
Yes, we make a really delicious, and actually, this is the first time we give out this recipe. We make a pumpkin cheesecake, you know, that's on our autumn menu at the restaurant.
Whoa, pumpkin cheesecake.
Yes, and people have been asking for this, and this was created by a former pastry chef, Ed Bonuso, and it is just a delicious thing. And people are always calling. Is it on the menu now? Is it on the menu? So it's great. It's delicious.
Laura in Bayville. You're on WNYC. Hi, Laura.
Hey, good morning. I'm coming off one of the best Thanksgivings ever. And it was, our family grew up with infused European flavors in our Thanksgiving because both of my parents, their parents came from Europe. But yesterday we were blessed with my brother's girlfriend's family joining us, and they're from Armenia, and they brought the most incredible foods to our house that represented this labor of time, this giving they gave to prepare these foods. Wonderful. I've never seen so many stuffed grape leaves in my life, and these wonderful vegetable dishes. And the desserts, they came in with this bowl of what looked like real peaches, but they were actually pastries. I mean, we all grabbed our cameras and started taking pictures of these beautiful jewels of pastries that looked like fruit. I mean, it was incredible, and it really made us all feel like it was more of a Thanksgiving than ever before, because that's what America's about. It's about family and giving and other cultures.
Yes, Laura, thank you very much. And Fabio, that Armenian touch, not so far geographically from Italy.
Yeah, we come up with dessert as well. I took the usual cranberry and do a toast like I would have probably as a kid in the afternoon when I was in Italy, as a toasted bread, oven in a saute pan, topped with cranberry jam and served with rum raisin ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a variation of what the typical Thanksgiving dessert is like.
Marcus, you want to throw in a dessert before you go?
Hey. Yeah, I did. My mother in Sweden, when I was growing up, she was not necessarily a great cook, but she did this one apple cake recipe that, you know, surprisingly for Sweden, had a lot of spices like cardamom and cinnamon and so on. So that, I think, is a great dessert for any Thanksgiving.
Wait, did you say your mother wasn't such a good cook?
No, my grandmother was amazing, but my mother wasn't really a great cook, and she would be the first to admit that. But this cake she had down, she stuck with the six recipes she knew.
She's got a thicker skin than that turkey, if you can go on the radio and say that about her.
She would be the first one to admit. She wanted me to go as far away from the kitchen as possible, and I think, you know.
So how did you wind up doing what you do?
probably just to show her wrong, right? I don't know. I have no idea.
Like any other kid. All right, yeah, Fabio exactly. Ciboki from Fiamma, Zarella Martinez from Zarellas, and Marcus Samuelson from Aquavit, Ringo, and the new Mercado 55. This has been great. I'm sure people are taking notes like crazy. And thanks a lot for joining us. I'm just absolutely ready to eat now.
Well, thank you for taking me into account.
Thanks for having us.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now that you've got to work off all that delicious food, Gary Taubes will be here with an alternative theory of exercise and weight loss, specifically that it doesn't work. Stay with us.